Good day to you. This week's second look takes us back to our gospel reading from last Sunday, Luke chapter 4, and it's the account of Jesus being tempted by Satan. Three temptations are listed there. Jesus was out in the wilderness, the desert, after he was baptized, and he was tempted, it seems like, and it was a 40-day-long temptation that he was out there. And the Bible only records three specific temptations for us, and yet we see how Jesus defended against every one of them using God's word, and thus never fell to temptation. Unlike us, when we are tempted so often, we fall. And maybe the most important thing I want to bring out today is from the last verse, something often forgotten, never really spent a lot of time thinking about, is the last verse of that reading from Luke 4, verse 13. When the devil had finished every temptation, he left him until an opportune time. Just because Jesus defeated Satan in the wilderness does not mean that Satan is going to tuck his tail between his legs and go and never tempt Jesus again. In fact, he would continue to tempt Jesus all the time, just as we are tempted every single day. And so, for 30 years Jesus lived before beginning ministry. 33 years old is when he was crucified. So three more years of temptation, 33 years of temptation, yet Jesus never once fell. Satan never gave up tempting Jesus. It was the height of Satan's pride to think that he could, at some point, get Jesus to fall, the Son of God. And yet, maybe this is also a more important detail for us to remember, is that just as we are tempted every day, Jesus himself was tempted just as we are, and yet was without sin. We heard that in our sermon text from this last Sunday from Hebrews chapter 4. How important that is for us, that Jesus faced down temptation every day and was without sin. Jesus remains the perfect, sinless sacrifice for us. His sacrifice was innocent, and on the cross, the innocent suffered for the guilty. The innocent died for the guilty, to save the guilty, to save you, to save me, for all the times that we have fallen into temptation. We pray. Lord Jesus, in the desert, you were tempted by Satan many times, and yet that temptation continued every day of your life. We thank you for being strong in temptation, for standing up to Satan, for not falling into temptation like we do, for being perfect, so that your sacrifice on the cross might be our salvation, because your death was innocent, the innocent for the guilty. We thank you for the salvation you have won for us by your obedience to God's commandments. Amen. Have a blessed day, and I'll see you on Sunday.